This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grand Floridian.
Okay, nice. There you go. There's like three or four big ones out there.
Yeah, we kind of venture out. We've done Polynesian. We've done Animal Kingdom. You named contemporary.
Did you stay in Animal Kingdom?
I did.
See, we liked Animal Kingdom in terms of the whole experience. Is it cool staying there?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard it was good.
It's actually, I'd much rather stay there than actually go to the park.
Really?
It's a really cool resort. There's animals all over. You wake up and there's just a ton of animals outside.
Oh, good morning. Hello, Mr. Lion. Exactly. Excuse me, I'm just getting my breakfast. Pardon me, sir.
Yeah, you're walking around naked and the giraffes are staring at you. It's like, all right, calm down.
God almighty. Oh, God, have fun, dude. And he's there a whole week again. I mean, really, on a scale of 1 to 10, you have an interest of 1 or 0 going.
Yeah,
this
there's zero. There's never. Wait. There's never any interest.
Never.
Why would I want him to go?
Well, I mean, the first time we went for my daughter's fourth birthday, the first time we took the kids, I like Disney. I mean, I used to love Disney, because she's my little 4-year-old princess, and we're going to celebrate in the castle with Cinderella, and I couldn't wait to do it for her.
I do get that
part.
Why. I get excited for the kids. So on a kid level, scale of 1 to 10, I give the 10. On a marriage level, I'll give it a 5 because I have to.
Yeah.
Not because I want to.
Oh, yeah.
On a personal level,
zero.
It's a 0.
I gotcha.
There is one good thing, though, is there are different ways now to drink. Like
what do you
that
mean, different
is,
ways. What, you bring a flask? There's always ways to drink.
No. Like in the past, like you couldn't really find like restaurants on especially Magic Kingdom.
Yeah,
to drink.
Epcot's different with the countries.
Epcot, it's like everywhere. It's you turn the corner, they got alcohol. It's like thank God for you.
Yeah.
But in Magic Kingdom, there are now areas where you can go sit down. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I told you what happened the first time I indulged in all the countries here. My wife and I were dating, and she was working with. She was working for ESPN. She was on the sales side, Dallas girl, and I'm obviously in New York. Long story short, we both meet in Florida. We're early dating. So we went to Negril. We went to where we travel. We just go to beach. The early days. Early, no kids. You know, money's no issue.
The fun days.
Yeah, exactly. Leave bed when you want. You know, go to bed when you want. Anyway, so we go to Disney, and we have like the platinum passes because we both worked for Disney at that point. And like an idiot, I was a little bit, you know, big time. Falling in love. Not an idiot because of that. Falling in love. Early stages. I'm like, this is the best. So I'm having a drink in every country. And when I say a drink in every country, it's like I'm having wine in every country. I had sake in Japan. I had bourbon in Great Britain. I had beer in Germany. I threw up.
You're having a margarita in Spain? Yeah, dude, I understand.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, dude, there's legitimately...
Wine in Italy.
There are hard drinks in every single area, and... That makes it nice. That makes it go by quicker.
It does. Until you wake up the next day with three kids screaming. All right. So, did you see Howie Rose's tweet yesterday? Howie's piped in. I love it. He's a man of the people. I don't know Howie very well. We've had him on, but I've always long been a fan of his work. I think he's great. So he jumped into the Little League World Series, and he talked about there's this young pitcher for Taipei. I love this stuff. I watch this stuff all the time. As a matter of fact, I was showing my son, Cody Bellinger, and when he was 11, playing for Arizona, and his dad was the manager. I'm like, look at him. I mean, look at him when he was 10 or 11. You know, you give kids dreams. Hey, you work hard.
Trying
you never know.
Manifest something.
You never know. I mean, trust me, there's money put away for college and every, real life, just in case. But yeah, I mean, if you can't dream when you're young, what the hell are we doing? So anyway, so we're into it, and we've been into it for years, right? So this young kid's throwing 82 from 46 feet, by the way, because the little league that you're watching is 46-foot mound and 60-foot bases. And I love the little league umbrella, even though that was the league that I got thrown out of that one night. But it's not really reflective of true baseball. It's just not. You can't lead. The defenses are too short. I mean, there's no way 12-year-olds should be playing on 225. It's ridiculous. There's elements that I really disagree with. But Howie's point was, and his tweet was, he's going to be on the operating table. And he wasn't trying to be a jerk. He was pointing out this kid's maxing out at 82, and he's 12 or 13, if not at all, has hit puberty. Like, what are we doing? And I get it, and Howie's right. And then I kind of quote-tweeted some of the stuff, and I jumped in, and you guys gave some very thoughtful responses. Many of you who are, you know, dealing with a lot of the things that I deal with and a million other parents deal with, and that's the specialization of sport. And it got me thinking, you know, and I've talked about this a little bit, not too much, obviously, but see, to me, I'm not going to waste your time debating whether or not youth sports has become a problem. It's way past that. It's a catastrophe. So what I'm here to do is try to provide a little bit of a solution. I don't have one yet, but I want to talk through a couple of things. So first of all, see, the problem is, right, the way this young man in Taipei is throwing 82 miles an hour, it's not just because he came out of the womb with a thunderbolt for a right arm. It's because he is max training in Taipei, max exertion, basically 11 and a half, 12 months a year. No rest, developing joints, growing tendons, ligaments. Howie's right. It's a disaster waiting to happen. So medically, you know, preemptively, you know, and I watch how many pitches my son throws, and we don't really pitch during the winter that much. Like, just, you know, long toss, whatever. You get older. You start humming the ball if you're big enough and you, whatever, and you want to still remain as a pitcher. But the dilemma for any parent that has a youth player in any sport, not just baseball, is that if you don't specialize, you get passed. Right by you. Now, we don't specialize. He happens to play three sports. My daughter plays a ton as well. But he plays with some kids who do specialize. And my son's good. Those kids who specialize, better. Now, we'll see if they're better when they're older. They might be. They might not be. But it's not a race. Like, I'm not looking at this to change my life or to get us out of poverty. And by the way, for some people, that is the only recourse. And I'm not knocking that. I understand it. College is $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. It's only getting worse. It's not going to recalibrate and go backwards. It's going to get more. So when you're hit with all these things as a parent, you know, my son got to be on this great travel team. I got to train all winter. I can't play football. I got to do lessons three times a week playing baseball. No, you don't. What you have to do, and I will admit, I have not done this particular aspect of the dance perfectly because I'm human. You got to just let him breathe.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You have to let them breathe. You know, eventually, no matter what, you can take any child that's born. And you can, and I'm talking millions if you wanted to, you can invest millions in their development. Not only in 99% plus of the cases are they not going to be a pro. I don't care if you train 8 hours a day, have a chef, steak, protein, chicken, fruit, squats, running. I mean, everything, every single day. Core, long toss. He ain't making it. He's not making it. Maybe they play in high school. They probably will play in high school. And maybe they get a college scholarship. And that really, I don't want to say that that should be the goal. But at least that's much more of a realistic destination. So, you know, and I've got to finish this. And I will. I just haven't had time. Jeez. I've got a few chapters of a book written. And one of the, not about Mike's career as a baseball player, because it would be basically one chapter, but more about my experience as a dad and you know, teaching kids and helping, because a lot of you don't know what's going on. You don't know travel stuff. You just don't know. How could you? I didn't know, but at least I knew baseball, so I could kind of navigate it maybe easier than some of you who never played. Anyway, in one of the chapters, I took 2 seconds of research. At one point, there was a couple of years ago, so I would have to update it. There were 700,000 kids in the country playing high school baseball. 700,000 in all 50 states, right? JV, freshman JV, just playing a level of high school baseball. Of the 700,000, there were 2.7% of the 700,000 that played collegiately. Okay? Of the 2.7 of the 700,000, there was less than 1.5% that played Division I. Of the 1.5% of the 2.7% of the 700,000%, 0.8 got money to play Division I. And that's before, I mean, I don't mean NIL money. I mean scholarship money, like the old school way. So Howie's right. Unfortunately, this young man from Taipei is probably going to have Tommy John. And it is a legitimate dilemma that I think depresses certain parents because they don't know what to do. There is pressure. Got to be on the team. I would just leave it at this. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart because I love coaching kids. I love these guys. I love kids. I care about the next generation. Number one, you can't force them. Number one. Number two, you can't live through them. All right, and, you know, if I'm going to be totally honest, I played college baseball. I wasn't fast. My son's fast. You don't think I see elements of that where I'm like, well, if I did this and he's fast, like, yeah. As a first-time dad, sure. Some misguided steps along the way. Let them play what they want, and let them play everything. Because while that kid who's specializing and eventually is going to burn out and say, I'm sick of training and eating like I'm going to the Olympics since I was 5. Let him play it all. And then he's going to, or she, going to eventually gravitate to one. And that's going to be their joy. And that's, guess what? When there's joy, there's production. That's what they're going to be best at. You can't force it. But it is a mess out there. And I only say that because of the Little League World Series going on. And that's not a mess. Although I still have an issue with the manager that the umpire threw me out. He was wrong. And it's not really great baseball. There's some great players, but it's not really emblematic of, you know what I mean, on the club scene. It's just not. You can't lead. It's not real baseball at age 12. And it's a great, pure thing. But, man, oh, man, the youth sports scene is busted. And I actually think it's irreparable. Like, there's not going to be some sort of recalibration that's going to change the landscape. I'm getting a little preachy, so my bad. It's up to you as the parent to change it. No, we're good. And by the way, not all of them. I can't even attach a percentage because I don't know, but I could promise you a massive percentage of these people who are selling you, yeah, D1, yeah, NIL, yeah, pros, I did this. Okay. There's 9 different hitting philosophies. There's all this nonsense out there. Keep it simple. See the ball, hit the ball, run, catch. That's it. You wasted a lot of money. And to Howie's tweet, and to my point, it's probably going to lead to injury if you keep doing it. I'm done. See, that's cathartic for me. Obviously, I can't get on the fan to talk about this every day. Number one, I put Sal to sleep. But Bogus, you're a dad. You know what's going on, man. Now, your son's on a good team, and he's got good coaches, but you see the perils, and not only that, but the pressure. Forget about the money, which is a different discussion. The pressure of making this team and training a couple of times a week, and if you don't, well, maybe you're not on the team, and I want to play another sport, but I can't. It's a mess.
It's a mess. The only good thing is that there are definitely different levels of options that you can still find your sweet spot. Like, it's scary, the commitment financially, time-wise, and the pressure put on the kids. Mm-hmm. But if you're just looking for, I still think, maybe, like, what's the right word?
Just a good, like a competitive experience, like, without the craziness.
Something that's better than Little League.
Better than rec.
But not some kind of maniacal, like, factory trying to hopefully spit out a kid that 3 years from now can get Division I offers.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's a very astute observation.
Good,
I'm with you on that.
There are doing it the correct way.
I'm with you on
still,
that.
Yeah. But there's too many people who are not.
Well, but think about this. When we were growing up, there was nobody that was doing this for a living. Listen. I might do it after radio. No. But like the way it was back in the day, I mean, I would go from my summer season would end, whenever that was, I don't remember, right? I'm talking about when I was before high school.
Right.
Summer season would end, and I played basketball. I played football for 2 years, but I stunk, and I didn't even love it, you know. But I was a big basketball player, too. Not great, but I played a lot. And I don't think I touched a bat, and I wound up playing D1 for months. My dad would bring our gloves. We'd have a catch in the gym. He would throw me grounders to keep my hand sharp. Yeah, but there was no training facility. There was nowhere to go.
No, they're batting cages. And if you
but they weren't open in the winter because they were outdoors. Well, I didn't have any.
Yeah, there. I think there was
I did not have that.
You could find.
Johnny Franco had one in Brooklyn off the belt, or actually off the Gowanus for a while. But that was like when I was older.
Right, but I mean, I never knew of fall baseball. And
there was no
workouts.
Yeah, it's called fall football.
And until I was 11, there was nothing to do after the Little League season ended. That was just it. You enjoyed the rest of your summer.
Yeah.
You hung out, and then eventually school started, and it was basketball season.
And you wound up playing high school baseball at Regis.
Well, yeah, loosely played.
Well, you know.
I was on the team.
But you played, to my point. But you weren't doing it every single day like a lunatic.
No.
And you played Catholic High School League, which is very good, and you were a decent player, and you got a good experience out of it.
But I do wonder sometimes if...
Of course, if you beat the crap out of you.
Yeah, sure.
Time, but you know what I'm saying.
You know, if I had found anything more professional, air quotes, training-wise, when I was younger, would I have been any better? Would I have actually
I know for a fact I would have been. I would have been better. I would have been.
Because there is, like, the people that, and you know, we've talked about the people who do this for a living, like, I think in a good way on social media, sharing how-to videos.
Yeah.
Those people didn't exist. I didn't know.
That's what I'm saying.
No one was around me to teach me the correct way
to approach
a ground ball.
Dude, it's a livelihood now. It's a great one.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there who are manipulating parents who maybe don't have the experience you have or I have, and it is what it is. All right, 888-808-1019. So you want to jump in on that, obviously, the Little League World Series going on, and that's just some thoughts. We ventured into a few things there, but Mendoza messed it up last night. I guess at some point I got to stop banging the drum on that, but the Mets are just a mess. I'm not sold on the Yankees. I'd love to see something from Volpe this week, and a little Jets and Giants tomorrow night as well.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.